Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to Carroll High School for tonight's Substate 1 semifinal. Tonight is the Carroll Tigers hosting Saydell this evening. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner with you. We've got Mason Nealon collecting scores. He'll be jumping in throughout the broadcast to update us on what's going on with other Substate games. In Class 3A tonight, the Tigers coming in under head coach Randy Beeson, 18-5 on the year. They went 12-4 in the Raccoon River Conference. Well, it was Saydell, the Eagles, going 14-8 overall. They went to 10-6 in the heart of Iowa under head coach Victor Moreno. Bringing in my broadcast partner for the night, Mr. Todd Danner. And Todd, excited about this one. Carroll's been playing really well, but they're going to be challenged tonight.
Yeah, they'll be challenged. I mean, it looks like it's postseason time is, you know, kids will be playing the best basketball, and I think both teams right now are playing the best basketball of the season. Carroll can't look ahead, though. I mean, this is a Saydell team that pulled off a mild upset of Glenwood the other night. So, you know, on paper, Carroll looks definitely to be the favorite, but, you know, games aren't won on paper. Games are won on the court, so anything can happen in games like these.
You mentioned that Glenwood win. It was Saydell going down there, winning and in double overtime the other night, 65-64. They're not going to be intimidated to play on the road. The Carroll Tigers win at home the other night by a final of 77-43, really a dominant performance against Perry. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
We welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Got Katie Cook and Ryan Cook in the house tonight. Katie, of course, the head girls basketball coach. Doug Waniger making an appearance here tonight as well. The winner tonight, Doug, takes on either MOC Floyd Valley or Sioux Center. If Carroll wins as the number one seed in this substate, they get a host on Monday night. And that's either one of those teams. That's a long road trip down here, but Carroll's got to take care of business tonight.
Right.
Do you like the number one seed now hosting in 3A? It used to be that they would be a neutral site. Do you like that the number one seed hosts all the way through?
You know, I guess in my opinion, no, I don't. I mean, right. I like the idea of the top seed, you know, has a good benefit. I mean, it's definitely a benefit for Carroll High.
Yes.
You know, whichever team wins, you know, is that the higher seed team gets the host. But I like the way you play on neutral courts. I know it's hard to find gyms these days.
It is.
For teams to play, but I like it when you get to a substate final or a regional final that you're playing on neutral courts. So both teams, you don't have that home court advantage for either team.
And you brought up something that I really appreciate you bringing up, and that is the finding of gyms nowadays. I want to give a shout-out and a thank you to Randy Beeson. On Tuesday night, they hosted Coon Rapids Baird and Audubon here in a boys' basketball playoff game. Last night, they packed the gym for the Exiro-Quinn-Kimbledon GTRA Girls Regional Final with the winner heading to state. So for Carroll High to host two nights in a row, when
right.
Randy had a game of his own on Monday
right.
and then a game tonight, he had to be out here both nights. We thank him very, very much for that. And you need to see more schools doing those type
oh,
of things.
Yeah.
I know like Denison, Schleswig,
yes.
Harlan, Green County, those three schools in this area kind of always have done that.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that Denison doesn't host more ball games as well, because they hosted one regional final for girls, and I'm surprised that they don't host more regional girls to get action than boys, even boys action. So it is tough to find gymnasiums, but like I said, hats off to Randy Beeson and Carroll for being able to do this all week, because it's a long week for him and for the community as well.
Now, and you mentioned the Denison gym, still probably the greatest regional final I ever saw, Kemper against Icam Manning, I think it was 2009.
Yes. Yeah,
those
yes.
two great teams,
yep.
the two best
yep.
teams in the state, playing to go to state on the girls' side of things. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll break down both of these teams and get Todd's thoughts when we come back after this on Kick 106.1.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Langdon, Todd Danner with you here tonight. Again, Mason Nealon going to be bopping in a few times tonight with updates of scores from other sub-state games around our area. And, of course, he'll try to keep as close an eye as he can of that MOC at Floyd Valley and Sioux Center game tonight, because the winners of that game will play the winner here tonight. Todd, we mentioned both of the records for both these teams, who they beat to get to this round. But
right.
as you've seen this Carroll team, you've helped us with quite a few of those broadcasts. What really jumps out with you about this Carroll Tiger team?
Well, it's just their ability, defensively wise, to cause a lot of havoc for offensive teams on the offensive end, and getting the transition game. Once you get out in transition, Carroll's awful tough to beat, because when they get a lot of transition points, a lot of easy steals, that gets their outside game going. And then we got guys like Jared Moore and Trey Tassel knocking down three pointers. I mean, when Trey gets on, Carroll's almost unbeatable. And so I think that's going to be the key for them tonight, is getting some steals, getting some easy baskets in transition, and really try to take the Fidel team out of the game right away if they can.
Yeah, and you mentioned their defense. They're going to be facing a young man tonight, Gabe Moreno, who sounds like he can get into the lane. He can shoot the three. He's got a lot of talent. I'm guessing Matt Collison probably going to start on him, and Matt's been fantastic defensively all season. What do you see in Matt Collison as a defender, and what do the Tigers need to do to maybe help when they need to be able to keep him? Because they've got some shooters that spot up when he gets into the lane.
Well, like I said, Matt Collison, outstanding defense. I'm sure he's going to be rising up to the challenge. I'm sure when they told him he was going to be on Marino, he's going to take on this challenge. And he just gets into guys' shorts and doesn't let them get to the spots he wants to get to. And like I said, but this Marino kid, like I said, I haven't seen him play, but it sounds like almost 24 points a ball game. He must be an outstanding athlete for them. And like I said, defensively, I think if Marino's going to get his points, he's going to get his points, but just don't let the other guys beat you.
Absolutely. We've got about 3 minutes away from starting lineups tonight. We'll step away, take a break. Carroll, Sadel Basketball coming up for you shortly here as you're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers have said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Second meeting in the last 2 years between these two teams in the postseason, Todd. Last year it was the Tigers kind of rolling to an 84-51 victory.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, not meeting since, but then Carroll leads the all-time series, what, 13-0 since 2006?
Yep.
So, yeah, and last year meeting the first round of the postseason, handling them pretty good. So, but like I said, that's all in the past. I mean, it's a new season, it's a whole new postseason, and both teams looking to advance to that sub-state final.
How much do you think that win over Glenwood on the road really spurs this Sadell team tonight?
Well, anytime you can pick up a road win, yep, when you're not expected to win at all.
Yes.
I mean, that's you got to give the kids a lot of confidence coming into tonight's ball game. They know they're going to have their hands full,
yep,
with Carroll, but they like they're here, and they know that they're a hard place where teams want to be.
Somewhat small crowd on hand here,
yeah,
tonight. Hopefully it'll get bigger. Sadell's brought a pretty nice crowd, but the Carroll crowd a little thinner. I'm just going to be honest. The Carroll crowd,
yep,
a little thinner than I'd like it to be for a sub-state semifinal. We only got about four rows of students, and then the section right in front of us is fairly full with the parents, but the section across the way, only about half full, and part of that is the Kemper boys basketball team here for the game tonight. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for Sadell here tonight. Under head coach Victor Moreno, they'll start a 5'10 senior in Gabe Moreno, a 5'9 junior in Braden Boston, a 6'3 junior in Jacob Altmans, a 6'1 senior in Daniel Mallory, and a 6'7 junior in Nathaniel Walterbach. And actually, Mallory not starting tonight. They're going with the 6' junior Gunnar Vanderpool in the starting lineup. For the head coach in Tigers, Randy Meeson, and the Tigers, they come in 18-5. They'll start a 5'10 senior in Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Lawal Tharjiath, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Castle. Again, the Tigers with five seniors in that starting lineup. We'll step away for the national anthem. Tip-off of tonight's game next here on Keck 106.7.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Daniel Walterbach from Sadell getting ready to jump things up against Lawal Tharjiath, one of the members of our All-Rewind, yep, All-Star festivities, as he's going to be named to our All-Star team this year, one of the many Carroll Tigers that will be invited to that event coming up Saturday, March the 14th here. Tharjiath's going to win the opening tip. The Tigers will have the opening possession here. They're going to go right to left across your radio dial. They're in their home white uniform. Sadell top sitting up in a 3-2 zone look here to start things out. Skip pass over to Tassel, up top now to Collison. They work it to the right elbow to Moore, back over to Collison, left side top to Key, three up, in and out, and back in again. Moore will pick up the assist. The Tigers will take the 3-0 lead.
Yep, good ball movement by Carroll High that time from Matt Collison to hit the three for the opening points of the ball game.
Tigers will go man-to-man. Jake Jorgensen coming up with a steal, so a good start on both ends for Carroll. Collison down on the right baseline, penetrates in over to Moore, left corner, three up, good!
Good start for Carroll High. Back-to-back three-pointers, Collison and Jared Moore, 6-0 Tigers.
Pressure again by Carroll, bringing it up is Moreno. He'll work it up across half court. Of course, Matt Collison bringing it up over to Boston. To the right side now to Altman's. Altman's looking to the back door cut that time from Vanderpool. Doesn't get it, but Vanderpool pops back out to the right corner. We'll get it. Back over to Moreno, defended right now by Thargia. Left wing, three on the way. It is up and no good by Altman's, and the rebound taken out of there by Jared Moore. Moore off to Tassel, right wing, three up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Walter Bach for the Eagles. 6-0 Carroll. Moreno over on the right wing again to Altman's. Back to Moreno. Left side now to Vanderpool. Left side top of the key. They'll circle it back around. Carroll standing there man-to-man here early on. Back up top. There is Matt Collison jumping in the passing lane. He's got the layup on the other end. And Todd, right now the defense looking sharp for the Tigers.
And no steal by Collison right out the back way. Goes in.
Shot is up no good. Jorgensen, though, will clear the rebound. Back-to-back steals for Collison. He's got two here in the game. Tassel's three up, no good. Jorgensen battling for the rebound. Thargiaf this time is going to pull it down. Tigers will reset.
Kills defense is outstanding right now. Offensive end moving the ball as well, offensively as well, too.
They get it over to Collison. Three right wing up, off the rim, no good. Thargiaf up high for the rebound. Put back, no good. Got it caught on the bottom of the backboard. And it'll be Eagle basketball is bringing it up is Vanderpool. Over to the right wing to Altman's, back to Vanderbilt, back to Altman's. He's going to fire up a three off the right side, up no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch they're going to say by Sadell. It'll be Carroll basketball. And you got a group of seniors, Todd. They know what this means. They want one more home game on Monday night.
Right. There have been a lot of ball games over the years. They're very experienced. And like I said, they've played together. They know where everybody's going to be at on the court and everything. So a lot of experience for Carroll High tonight. And it benefits them.
Collison over to Tassel. Back to Collison. Now to the left side to Jorgensen. Down to the baseline. More kick pass right corner. Tassel's three on the way up. Good!
Three different Tigers with 3 pointers that time from Tassel. 11-0 Tigers.
Ray Tassel with his first, looking like his dad, Tyler. Moreno looking to drive. Kicks it over in the right corner to Vanderpool. He'll look to drive. Double team comes quickly. Ball knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds. And it is going to be Tiger basketball. I think that one might have went off of Carroll foot, but the officials both blocked.
Yeah. I think Carroll got a break there, but it was, again, outstanding defense by the Tigers. Double teaming down the baseline. And now they got the game possession up 11.
Head coach Randy Beeson up like he always is, working hard on the sidelines. Did such a tremendous job with this program. Tassel up top to Jorgensen to the free throw line to Moore. He'll spin down the lane, left-handed layup, good. Count the basket. He'll draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line.
You know, a lot of kids, when they grab that ball at the free throw line, they turn around and look, but they don't attack the basket. That time Moore took it right to the basket with the left hand, drew the foul, and got the basket. See if he can finish the conventional three-point play.
We're going to get a quick sub here. Is that Daniel Mallory going to check into the ballgame? He'll check in for Altman's. Moore to the line, 59% on the season. He'll shoot one with the and one. Tigers up right now 13-0, 5:03 still to go in the first quarter of play. Besides maybe missing a few threes, is that free throw no good? Thargy has the offensive rebound, putback is up and good. I don't know, Todd, if the Tigers can be playing a whole lot better than they are here early on.
Both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. You can't. 15-0 lead plus defensively. Another steal by Jared Moore. Outstanding play by Jared Moore.
His first steal, fourth of the ball game for the Tiger defense. Tassel ahead to Collison on the left wing. Now to Moore at the free throw line. Dumps it under on the right block to third. Yeah, foul. Count the basket. And he's going to head to the free throw line as the Tigers pouring it on up 17-0.
Great pass from Moore to Thargy at that time underneath the basket. Thargy up strong for the basket. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line.
And we get a timeout on the floor. That ball on Walter Bach going to be his first. 17-0. Sargent will head to the line when we come back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
There's still a lot of first quarter left here, folks. It's 4:39 to go. It's already 17-0. God, start for the Tigers almost.
Perfect start. Defensively, they're making create a lot of havoc for Sadell on the offensive end. I think they got two or three steals already. Easy baskets underneath the basket. 3 3-pointers for the Tigers already in the ballgame. I said 17-0. 4:39 left to go in the first quarter yet.
Yeah, four guys have already scored for Carroll here, and we're only 3 minutes and 21 seconds into this first quarter. Tharji out to the line. He's got four already, 39% free throw shooter on the season. Tigers come in on the season as a team shooting 60% for a line. That number going to have to go up if they want to get to make a deep run down at state tournament. If they can get there, Tharjiath will make the free throw, the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got five straight now. Carroll up here 18-0. Moreno over to Vanderpool, left side, defended out there by Jorgensen, who tipped it away. Vanderpool will gather it back in. They work it down on the block now to Walterbach. Back out, three is up, no good. And Tharjiath clears his fourth rebound of the game to Moore. Moore will push it ahead. Kick pass down to Tassel on the right baseline. Back into the corner on the right side to Moore. Up top, Collison. They look down to the baseline again to Tassel. Tassel, double team, kick out left corner to Jorgensen. Jorgensen about 13 feet away, skips it up top to Moore, over to Tassel. Right corner, thought about the three, now skips it back over to Moore. Collison, three up, great ball movement, but the shot no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Boston for the Eagles.
Great ball movement by Carroll High. Just unfortunately, the ball didn't fall in time for Collison, but terrific ball movement on the offensive end.
Three-point shot by Moreno. He can get it going in a hurry, and he knocks down his first shot of the ball game.
Yeah, nice look by that time by Moreno. Knocked him out from the right wing for a three-pointer.
18-3 now. Collison will get it over to Moore, left side. Back to Collison. Collison dribbles over to the right side. The ball movement tonight for Carroll has been really good as they find Moore inside. Layup up, no good. Got his own rebound. Put back, no good, but he'll draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. That time he knew he had the 6'7 guy on him and kind of thought about it on that first shot, but was aggressive on the second one.
Right, so he got the shot fake when he got the ball back on his missing. And now he's going to the line for a cup for a pair here.
Walterbach picks up his second. Moore at the line to shoot two.
And like you said, mentioned, if there's one area that Carroll has to improve on, that's the free throw line.
Free throw up and no good that time from Jared Moore. He is 0 for 2 tonight. Yeah. He gets some substitutions. Peterson, Crandall, and Schabel in. Jorgensen, Tassel, and Tharjiath out for Carroll. Second free throw coming up here for Jared Moore. Talked to his mom, Lisa, earlier tonight. She said that her and Gene Ludwig, of course, were going to be out the game. Second free throw is up and good. Not surprised to see both of them in a gym. Moreno will bring it up. Landon Peterson, a very good defender on him. Now work it now into the hands of Mallory. Over to the right side to Boston. Back to Moreno. He'll back it out. Trying to work right now against Peterson. Over to Vanderpool. Right side, top of the key. Good ball movement. They work it to Sharp, who has checked into the game. Chase Sharp passed through the fingertips of Moreno. That's going to be an over and back. And Carroll doesn't get a steal there, but that defensive pressure created the turnover.
Well, on the offensive possession of time for Sedell. Sedell never got the ball inside the three-throw line.
Yep.
Carroll's pushed him out so fast, so towards the half court. Another good done, and they got an over and back call against them.
Jared Morgan inbound right down by the Sedell bench. They get it into Peterson, left wing, up top to Crandall, right side now to Schabel, down to the right corner to Collison, brings it up on the wing. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Peterson, skip pass up top, left side top to Key Schabel, over to Collison. Down to the right baseline again to Peterson, on the baseline to Moore, back up top, left side top of the key. Collison drives in, ball knocked away. Coming out of there with it is going to be Sharp, and he is going to be fouled on the play. That'll go on Jared Moore, number one on him, and number one on the Tigers here in the quarter. Carroll up 19-3, 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Inbounds to Moreno. They'll run it up left side. A little crossover dribble. Tigers will double-team him, try to get the ball away from him. It's knocked away by Peterson. Moreno will pick it up. Bounce pass inside. Pump fake. And the layup is up and good for Holtmans. And he is going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. That foul going to go on Chase Schabel. Tigers that time had the double-team touch, didn't rotate well on defense.
Right, did not rotate well on defense. And Holtmans had a shot fake. And then Schabel came from behind trying to get the block. And he got him on the arm. So he'll go to the line here to try to finish off a three-point play for Sedell.
Tharjiath going to check back in for Jared Moore. Holtmans at the line, 60% on the season. Sedell, like Carroll, shoots 60% as a team this year, and the free throw is up and good. This game was 18-0 at one time. It's a 6-1 run from Sedell since then. A three-pointer, a bucket, and a free throw. Schabel up top now to Collison, left side Peterson. Back up top to Collison, right wing now to Schabel. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Bounce pass down to the block. Trying to feed it into Tharjiath. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off of Sedell. Good defense from Chase Sharp as they try to get it to Tharjiath, but it's off of Sharp and out of bounds.
Yeah, Sedell's doing a much better job defensively of really slowing the Kemper offense down just a little bit. Carroll still has tremendous ball movement. with the subs in.
Left corner to Peterson, three on the way up, no good. Weak side rebound to Collison, putback is up and good.
Yeah, good rebound off the miss that time, and Collison right there for the two-point putback.
21 now to 6 in favor of Carroll. Bringing it up is Vanderpool over to the right side. They work it to Altman. Altman back over now to Moreno. Moreno gets up a tough contested three and banks it home.
With two guys on him, too. He banked it in from the left right wing. Yeah, tough shot by Moreno there.
I think we see he's going to take contested shots.
Yep.
He feels confident. Schabel, though, answers on the other end.
Yeah, and then that's big basket by Schabel for the answer there for the Tigers.
24-9, Altman's underneath. Pump fake, got Sargent in the air, but Talon Crandall there with the block shot, his first of the ballgame.
Yeah, nice help defense that time by Crandall. Sargent got caught up in the air, went past him, and then Crandall was right there for the block.
Morgan to check back in. Peterson will check out, as does Crandall. Jorgensen back onto the floor as well for the Tigers. So four starters and Chase Schabel, Jorgensen, Moore, Sargent, and Collison on the floor. Moreno gets it into Sharp. Now over to Altman. He'll fire up a three left side, top of the key, up, no good. And the rebound, second of the ball game for Jorgensen, off to Collison. Lob to Moore in the right corner, penetrates in on the baseline, gets to the right block, shot up good. Nice strong take by Jerry
Moore. Nice strong hard baseline drive by Moore that time for 2 points. This is an athletic kid there showing it off there.
Jared right now with 8 here in the ballgame. Driving in Vanderpool, double team comes, shot is up, it finger rolls off, and now the rebound taken out of there by Boston. Out to Moreno, 3 from the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor, no good. Jared Moore will clear the defensive rebound, under a minute to go here, as Moore will bring it up over. Now to the right side to Jorgensen. Jorgensen attacks on the baseline, kicks over to the corner. 3 on the way, Schabel up, no good. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Last touch is going to save by Sargent. And that was one they could have probably called Sargent to the foul, didn't do it. So they go ahead and give the ball to Seidel instead.
Yeah, I got to break that time for Carroll. For Sargent not picking up the 3-point. You know, the Schabel had another good look at the basket. That one just didn't fall like the first one did for him.
Lob pass comes in, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul as they get it up to Mallory. Matt Collison going to pick up his first. That'll be the third on the Tigers in the quarter, but only 47.1 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. They'll inbound right over in front of Ron. And get it into the backcourt now to Boston. Boston will get it up across half court, works it over to Vanderpool out high left side. Jorgensen with physical defense. Off now to Moreno, defended by Collison. Kick pass inside. Nice look. They give up a shot to get a corner jumper from Mallory. It's up no good. Moore with his fourth rebound. Todd, I thought they had a shot at the rim that time.
Yeah, I did too. And like I said, Carroll's doing an outstanding job of boxing out. And they're only getting their own along. Seidel, one shot right now on each possession.
Moore with it. Now off to Collison. Collison, Tigers will settle for the final shot here in the quarter. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Schabel out high left side, works it now to Jorgensen, pass inside, stolen away by Moreno. He'll cross over, and we're going to get maybe an intentional there as Jake Jorgensen just reached out and grabbed him. And they're going to call it just a normal foul, so that'll just be the fourth. Todd,
yeah,
that could have been an intentional.
I'm surprised because, yeah, he gets past the Tiger defender, and like I said, he just reached out in Jorgensen just reached out and grabbed his arm and stopped his play from going to the basket.
Now inbound to in the backcourt to Boston. Boston defended out there by Tassel. Over now to Altman's, his three on the way up. No good. Tip. Nope. Sargent will clear the rebound. Tigers will lead it 26-9 at the end of the first quarter. We've got the second quarter 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
We're going to send it here to Mason Nealon with some quick updates. Mason, some other sub-state games.
Two games in sub-state 5. Pella leading Washington 17-12. CPU Centerpoint Urbana 9 at Keokuk 5. And you got Sergeant Bluff Luton in sub-state 8 leading Bishop Heelan 17-7.
All right, those are some latest updates. Jake Jorgensen nearly with the steal ball, going to be booted into the backcourt. It'll go out of bounds off a tassel. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner with your Tigers up 26-9. Todd, what's been so good for the Tigers tonight?
Well, Carroll kids came out absolutely hot. I think they had 4 three-pointers in the first quarter. Got to an 18-0 lead and really hasn't looked back yet, offensively or defensively. Really causing a lot of problems on defensive end for Sidell.
Now work it over now to Boston. Three on the way, in and out, and then back in again. So Braden Boston knocks down the three. And Todd, you know, with the three-point shot in the game today and with everybody shooting it pretty well anymore, or at least often, you can make comebacks in a hurry, even down big.
I think, like I said, big leads are not safe anymore with that 3-point shot.
We got a turnover by Carroll, but then Matt Collison steals it back. Moore ahead to Collison, but got Moore back to Collison. Layup up good, count the basket, and he's going to draw some contact. Great pass back that time from Moore back to Collison.
Great behind the back pass that time from Moore to Collison, and Collison was able to take it all the way to the hard basket and finish. So let's see if he can fit an old fashioned 3-point play here for the Tigers.
Foul here a moment ago on Boston, his first. Collison at the line. Mason, another update.
Substate 6, conference mate of Sadell and conference mate of Carroll, Nevada up 17-10 on Bondurant Farrar.
All right, and Matt Collison knocks down that free throw. So Collison, a 67% free throw shooter, will extend it here to 29-12 in favor of Carroll. And we get a whistle and a foul out top. And that's going to go on Matt Collison. And Todd, that's number 2 on him. Got to be careful with him here in this first half.
Yeah, even against an athletic guy like Marino, like I said, 2 fouls, you can't put 2 hands on a player, and he's going to get called for that every time. And so he's going to have to be a little more careful playing defense here.
Boston with it in the backcourt. They're going to switch Jorgensen now over onto Marino. Marino looking to drive. Step back jumper from 17, up no good. Thargath with his 6th rebound, long pass down to Jorgensen, unable to save it as it lands on the sideline. It'll be a turnover on Carroll, back over now to Sadell.
Yeah, he likes to play the time for Carroll. So RGS got the rebound. This was just too hard of a pass that time for Jorgensen that landed out of bounds first.
Boston taking over that point guard role right now for the Eagles. He'll bring it up. Thargiath going to pick him up top. They work at the Altmans here on the right wing. Up top now to Walter Box, and the pass going to be tipped by Jorgensen off of Marino into the student section. And it must be uniform night tonight.
Yep.
Jersey night, I guess, is probably better. I see NBA, WNBA, NFL, just a lot of different jerseys in the student section tonight.
Yeah, you gotta like that student section. I always come up with different themes for every different game.
Collison, I never owned a jersey when I was a kid.
No, I
should have, but yeah. You didn't either?
No, not when I was a kid.
Yeah, Collison fires up a 3 left side. It's up no good. Moore with the tip. He is going to be grabbed and fouled by Vanderpool, and that is going to be his first. So I got 2 questions. 1, do you own a jersey now? And yes, who is it?
Dallas Cowboys, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, okay. If you would have been able to own one as a young kid, that was probably before Aikman, so who would it have been?
Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach. I forget you're a diehard Cowboy. I apologize. No. Morris free throw is up in good. I had an uncle and aunt and a cousin that lived down in Dallas for a long, long time. 30-12. Jared Moore knocking down that free throw. We're going to get an update here from Mason. Real quick here, Mason.
ADM 27-6 over Benton and Substate 6.
All right. So ADM number 2, I think, behind Ballard. Looking really sharp here. Second free throw up. No good. Thargiath, though, with the tip in.
That's tipping off the missed free throw by Moore at the time. 2 points for Thargiath. 32-12 Tigers.
Got 6:20 to go here in the first half. Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Altman. Now work it down on the baseline now to Mallory. Back over now to Altman's on the right. Right back to Mallory. Mallory works it over to Boston. Penetrates in on the left side. Gets to the rim. Nice dump inside. But Moore with the steal and the save. Flips it into Thargiath's hands. Thargiath will feed Collison up the right side. Attacks the rim. Layup no good. Dunked by Thargiath. He follows it up and puts it down.
That's why you always follow. Collison with the miss. Thargiath right there with the rebound and the dunk for the Tigers.
34-12. Carroll, I think I hurt my voice on that one, Todd. Pass inside. They work it in to Waldron. But good thing we got Mason in case I lose it. He might have to take over the play-by-play. But that was a great foul by Thargiath.
Yeah. He was
follow,
right there.
I should say. Not foul. Follow.
Great follow-up, But Collison with the hard drive to the basket just missed it. Thargiath right there grabs the ball out of the air and just dunks it right through for the Tigers.
Jared Moore picking up his second foul. Marino gets it inbounds to Mallory. Mallory kicks it out to Altman's on the right wing. Castle will defend. Gets to the right elbow. Picks it up. Over to Boston on the left side. 5:38 to go, first half, 34-12, Carroll. Moreno on the right side looking to drive. Kick pass back to Mallory, right elbow goes in on Dargass. Shot up no good. Dargass with a rebound number 9, I think, here in the game. Moore over to Collison, left side. Collison with it back to Jorgensen. Over to Moore, right wing. 3 on the way up. Good!
Tigers remain hot from outside. Moore with another three-pointer. 37-12, Tigers. 5:13 to go in the second quarter.
And Todd, what I loved about that is how he stepped into that pass.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's happened through the offense.
Collison, 4 steal, layup. No good on the other end. He is fouled hard by Moreno. And what I love to see is teammates sprinting down there
right
to help him up.
That's what I like to see, too. Like you said, when someone goes down, you got your teammates running right up to you to help. 3 or 4 Tigers that time went to help Collison up after making a great play.
Moreno picks up his first. That'll be the third against Seidel here in this second quarter. Collison at the line. Mac 101 tonight, 67% on the season. And they are going to move the cheerleaders now, which is probably a good idea. You're never supposed to be
right
in between the two right lines on the free throw lane.
Right.
And stuff. Photographers, cheerleaders, nobody,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And they had spread kind of back behind the basket, so they're going to slide the Seidel cheerleaders out from underneath the basket. Collison's free throw is up and good. You know that from,
yes,
what was it, 55 years taking pictures on the sideline?
It seems like it. It seems like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how many years did you do that, Todd?
33.
So not 55.
Not 55.
Yep.
Not 55.
Second free throw coming up for Collison. It is up and good. I know you're around my age, so I shouldn't joke about your age too much, right?
Right, right. Collison, close, yep.
Collison makes both free throws, 39-12 in favor of Carroll. Altman's with it now to Boston, out high in the right zone near the 10-foot line on the volleyball court. Tarjaff goes for the steal. They'll get it into the hands of Vanderpool. His three is up and good.
Vanderpool drains the three, and it gets right in Tarjaff's face and kind of taunts him a little bit as he's going down the court, so we'll see what happens. I don't think you want to do that to Tarjaff too much.
Yeah, he's going
to
dunk on you here the next chance he gets. I'll tell you that. Either that or he's going to swat one up into the eighth row. And I don't understand, Todd. You're down 39-15.
Right.
Why are you talking?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you have to talk about? Down 39-15. Yeah, exactly.
Scoreboard still has to matter as the shot is missed. Rebound tipped out of bounds off a tackle who's coming up a little ginger walking down the floor.
Yes. Little ginger, but that's all. He'll be all right. But what a great benefit for Carroll High is, does this Carroll High defenders know they can take an extra step towards the offensive point because they know they have Tarjaff back behind protecting the rim?
Yep. Peterson, Schabel, Talon, Crandall will check in. Moore, Tassel will check out. They get it down underneath, and the shot is up and good by Ullman. Went right up over top of Tarjaff. And it's 39-17 Carroll.
Yeah, still a 22-point lead for the Tigers. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Collison to Peterson, left wing. Back over now to Collison. They work it back to Collison. Left side, Peterson. Good shooter. They're really shadowing Crandall at the elbow there with the off guy in that they're in a 2-3 zone. Mm-hmm. I called it a 3-2 earlier, Todd. I think that middle guy in that bottom of the 2-3 was just playing way up.
Right.
And made it look like a 3-2. Collison travels over on the left wing. Turnover going to give it back over. So back-to-back turnovers for Carroll.
Yeah, at that time, Collison probably should have taken a three-point shot. He was wide open for about 2 seconds. Instead of shooting it, he would try to drive it and got called for a traveling.
Carroll has outshot him just a little bit here from beyond the arc. I've made 5 threes to the 4 for Seidel. 3:44 to go here. First half will play, 39-17, Carroll. Mallory with it. Now over to Altman's. Ball is tipped away, and who comes up with it? It is Matt Collison. He'll drive down, attacks. Layup is up. Good. No, no foul call, John. I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I went up to the left hand. Great basketball of Collison. I was surprised myself there was no foul.
3-point shot up. No good. And there is a Talon Crandall ripping down his first rebound off to Collison. Behind the back move. Dumps it now off to Crandall. Crandall caught it in a double team, and they're going to call him for a travel. I think Matt got in the air that time.
Right.
Didn't know where he wanted to go with the ball.
Yeah, Collison took the dribble, got caught up in the air, and tried throwing it off to Crandall. And then Crandall got double teamed right away and got called for the jump ball. So possession goes to Seidel.
41-17, Carroll. 3:15 to go here in the first half. Some light pressure from Carroll. Boston will bring it up against Schabel. Jared Moore heading back to the scorer's table. He'll get ready to check in. Moreno up top to Altman's to the right elbow. They work it now to Vanderpool back up top. Altman's trying to work. Good defense by Crandall. Todd, what's been so good about the Carroll man-to-man here tonight?
Well, their help defense. I tell you what, every time the Seidel looks like they're going to be able to get to the basket, there's another Tiger defender right there to stop him as well. It's really flustering off Seidel on the offensive end, and they're pushing them out further and further and further. They're not getting a lot of good looks inside the paint. All the shots are coming from the outside, and So that's one thing. Carroll's getting a lot of contributions. They're playing eight guys tonight, and all eight guys have contributed.
Landon Peterson picks up the foul there a moment ago. That'll be team foul number three against Carroll. Zadell inbounds it. The pass is tipped, but coming up with it is Walter Buck. Bounce pass up top, nearly stole it away. Crandall thought about that one. They work it back into the hands of Vanderpool. Vanderpool with it, looking to drive against Moore. Attacks the rim, runs in. It's Callan Crandall. I thought he was going to get the block or the charge call that time, but they get the travel instead.
You know, exactly what we just talked about a couple minutes ago, is that help defense. Two Tiger defenders, they're stopping, and then he tried going through. Both of them got called for the traveling.
So Jay Schabel taking over that point guard role this trip down. He'll jog it up across the floor. Maybe the point guard of the future for Carroll. Over to Landon Peterson. Back to Schabel. Right side now to Crandall. Back up to Schabel. Back over to Crandall on the right side. Skip past Peterson. Left side. Really good catch. Now to Moore with another tough catch, but he's going to end up losing an out of bounds. Just a little bit out of sync right now offensively for Carroll.
Just was doing a good job of spreading the floor, but like I said, just a little out of sync right now. Let's turn over on Carroll High. You got a timeout on the court.
We'll step away with them back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7, Carroll at 41-17.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Franklin and Todd Danner with you here tonight. Carroll taking on Zadell. We've got Mason Nealon standing here, and he's got some updates. Mason, with some other updates from Class 3A
I don't know
tonight.
What I've already gone through, but Clear Lake North Polk tied at 16 after one. Xavier up 24-12 over Waverly in the first. You got Solon up 16-7 over Assumption, 39-24 Pella at the halftime. You got ADM up 27-6, Nevada again up, and then I think that's about it for this one.
All right, Todd and I back with it. Moreno spinner in the lane up, no good. Jared Moore pulling down his fifth rebound. He'll lead the break over to Tassel, right wing. Back to Moore, three on the way, no good. Rebound battled for, and Talon Crandall just out fighting Walter Bach for that one, and he is going to end up being fouled on the play.
Yeah, nice look by Moore at the time. I was like, Crandall right there for the rebound, and great job going against the bigger Citadel player there.
Jay Schabel to inbound. They get it to Jorgensen on the left corner. Now off to Moore. He'll find Schabel right wing. Up top to Tassel. Tassel over to the left side to Jorgensen. Jorgensen to Moore. Good ball movement again. Tassel wide open. Three up. In and out. No good. And Walter Bach will clear the rebound. I tell you what, Tassel is a great shooter. He might be off a little bit right now, but how much better is this Carroll team going to be with the way everybody else is shooting when Tassel refines that shooting stroke? Because you know it's going to happen.
Oh, exactly.
Talon Crandall jumps the passing lane, stealing the layup on the other end, and the Tigers dominating Todd on both sides of the floor.
That's still half court of the time of Crandall all the way for easy two-point basket.
Now we get a block call on Crandall on the other end, and I don't want to make it sound like Tassel's not playing well.
Oh, right.
We're just I'm used to being able to go good every time he shoots it, and he's off just a little bit.
An outstanding shooter, you know. You always say shots are going to fall for him. Usually when he has his first half doesn't go, his second half he just comes out on fire, and he leads the Tigers in the second half. But, yeah, outstanding contributions from everybody playing for Carroll High tonight.
And shooters just got to shoot, right?
Oh, yeah. You never tell a shooter not to shoot. Yep, that's right.
That's what Coach told you through your career, right? Just keep shooting.
All the time.
Altman's going to fire up a three left side. It's short. Rebound saved by Vanderpool, but in the hands of Jorgensen. Jorgensen will get it to Tassel on the left side. Penetrates in on the baseline. Up top to Jorgensen. Jorgensen down to the right corner to Mason. Stitch three up. No good. And that one's going to be out of bounds. It hit the support stanchion up above in the straps. And it's going to be out of bounds off of the Tigers. Minute three to go here in this first half. Moreno will bring it up. He's had two threes tonight, Todd. Otherwise, been fairly quiet. Drives in. Kick pass over to the right side to Boston. They'll back away from Boston. Three is up. No good. A rebound to Altman. Feeds it into Walter Bach, and he is going to be fouled on the play. And the great thing, Tigers have really been able to get a lot of guys into the ballgame, Todd, and that means they're going to be fresh, not just for tonight, but as this playoff run continues.
I think you see Coach Beeson doing that, too, being able to do that. You got four guys on the bench right now, a lot of subs in for Carroll High, and as I said, it's going to make them better for the next game if it would happen to win this ballgame. One thing Carroll High is doing defensively is they're keeping Seidel from inside the paint at all. All Seidel shots are coming from the outside, so Carroll's doing an outstanding job in the paint.
Walter Bach misses the first free throw. Mason with another update.
Both Raccoon River teams, ADM up 41-19 over Benton at the half, and Nevada up 32-24 over Bondurant Ferrar at the half as well.
All right, second free throw for Walter Bach. This one up and good. He'll go 1-2 on this trip. 43-18. Jorgensen will bring it up. Gets it across half court. Looks for Stitz. Instead goes to Tassel at the free throw line. Chable open left wing. Three up off the rim. And that one's going to hit the support straps that come down off of the season. That looked like me, you know, hitting the support straps. And that's, you know, that's not a knock on Chable. That was just all of my shots from the outside.
That's the second time that it hits the support.
In a row.
I've never seen that happen twice in a game before this year.
Seidel can't quite hold for the final shot. There's about 2 seconds difference. Moreno gets it off now to Boston. Boston with it. They work it again to Walter Bach. Back over now to Boston. They look for the cutter. Vanderpool find him just inside the left block. Shot up good. Count the basket. And a whistle and a foul going to go on Chase Chable. That'll be his second. And Todd, if there's one concern, if you've got one right now for Carroll, and it's not a real bad, but you've got Collison and you've got Chable now with two fouls along with Jared Moore. So you worry about some of those guys, even though they're playing a lot of guys, you worry about foul trouble maybe early in the second half for some of those guys.
Yeah, it says Sedell's going to make some adjustments at halftime. They will. But, you know, like I said, early foul trouble right now for Carroll High going into the halftime. It's got to be a concern for Coach Beeson. He puts Moore back in, so RGS back in. Only 14 seconds to go in the first half.
Vanderpool's free throw up, no good. Walter Bach over the back of Jared Moore, who comes down with his sixth rebound. The Tigers, that'll be just the fourth foul, so no free throws coming up. Carroll will have 13.5 seconds to work with. Moore will roll it to Collison, picks it up near half court, over to Tassel on the left wing. Up top to Jorgensen, slips through the fingertips, saves it from an over and back to Moore. Down to five, Moore drives in, kick pass, Tassel wide open, corner three, off the rim, no good. Jorgensen, the offensive rebound, put back, no good. And the first half will come to an end. It was mainly all Carroll Tigers. They went up 18-0. They lead it here 43-20 at the halftime. Seidel gets 9 in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. The Tigers 26 in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter. We're back with the first part of our Mackey Motors halftime report next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. .43-20 in favor of Carroll here at the Mackey Motors Halftime. Our halftime again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner here with you. Todd, impressive first half. Tigers. Yeah. Got a chance here to be in the 90s with the way they're playing. I don't know if that will keep up, but more important for them, they're up 23 here at the halftime.
Yeah, very impressive first half for Carroll Tigers. But you know what? I'm sure Coach Beeson is telling those kids, do not look at the scoreboard. It starts the third quarter. It's 0-0.
Yep.
We got to play a whole second half yet. I'm sure he's telling them, we can't rest. Let's come out like we did and get, you know, open this game up, and hopefully in the fourth quarter we can get some more kids and get some playing time and get some kids some rest going into Saturday night. But like you said, Carroll's outstanding first half. Offensively and defensively, they did pretty much everything you could ask for them. Get contributions from all nine players, whether it's scoring, rebounding, assists, defense. You know, and they're doing an outstanding job on Marino from Fidel.
Yeah, comes in averaging 24 or 23 a game. Got six in the first half, and one of them was a bank three that was very well defended.
Right.
So, Todd, what was it defensively? I mean, Collison's really good, but Jorgensen was on him. What did they do defensively so well to make it so tough on him and then not let the other guys, as you mentioned, can't let the other guys beat you? They have it in the first half.
I think two things is their help defense is tremendous tonight. I think any time the Marino or any of the Sadell guards try to drive to the basket, you got two guys there cutting them off, and that's making it easier for them to play defense. And another thing, they're pushing Sadell out further, so Sadell's not getting a lot of good looks inside the paint. A lot of the shots are coming from the outside, and really forcing every pass is being tough for making every tough pass with Sadell around the outside. So Sadell's having a real tough time getting any offensive flow going because of Carroll's defense.
Our score here again at the halftime, 43-20 in favor of Carroll. We'll be back. We'll look at our first half numbers. We'll try to get some updates from Mason on some other games in 3A. We'll do that when we come back here on Kick 106.7. Tigers up 43-20 at the halftime over Sadell.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We welcome you back here on the Halftime Report, again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Before we run you through the first half stats, Mason Nealon just throwing the headset back on. He's listening to other games and streaming them to be able to get other updates. And Mason, you got an update, it sounds like, on the MOC Floyd Valley game.
25-20 Sioux Center coming Sioux out of the halftime, and it's their ball. Clear Lake North Polk's 29-29. Xavier up on Waverly Shell Rock 39-22. He got Solon up on Assumption 28-23. Pella up on Washington 39-24. Keokuk up on Center Point Urbana 32-25. ADM dominating Benton 41-19. Nevada up again 32-24. Jaden Kuhn lists Storm Lake 47-15 over Algona right now. They're dominating without him.
Wow.
And then you got Sergeant Bluff Luton over Bishop Heelan 26-21. But without Jaden Kuhn, Storm Lake still looks like a top three team.
Wow, looking really good here tonight, as are the Carroll Tigers. Let's run you through the numbers here as we're about ready to start the second half. For Sadell, Gabe Moreno with 6 points, Braden Boston with three, Jacob Altman's with five, Nathan Walterbach with a one, and Gunnar Vanderpool with five. They're 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Carroll. Jake Jorgensen, 3 rebounds, an assist in the steal. Matt Collison, 14 points, a rebound, 2 assists, 5 steals. Jared Moore, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Lowell Thargiad, 9 points, 9 rebounds, and an assist. You've got Chase Shabo with 3 points. Talon Crandall, 2 points, 2 rebounds, a steal, and a block shot here in the first half. Todd, really good numbers.
Yeah.
As Carroll, 6 of 9 from the free throw line.
Like we mentioned at halftime, a lot of contributions from a lot of different players for Carroll High. Like I said, whether scoring, assists, defense, rebounding, yeah, every player is playing their role tonight, doing it fine.
Any of those other scores that Mason read off, anything surprise you?
No, not that he's read off so far. Nothing surprises me so far. But maybe the MLC game, down five, MLC down five, yeah.
Sadell basketball as we start the second half. They're going right to left. Moreno with it up top, looking to work against Jorgensen. Collison comes over for the double team. They'll find Altman, and he's going to hit the three from the left wing. That'll cut it down to a 20-point game here at 43-23 as Collison brings it up. Tassel on the right wing, back up top to Collison, left side now to Jorgensen. Bounce pass up top, nearly stolen away. Boston almost came up with it. They get Tassel, corner three, up no good. Rebound taken down this time by Moreno, ahead to Altman. He'll run it up the left side, finds Vanderpool in the lane. He'll go up in traffic, shot up no good. Moore with the rebound, and now Moreno comes up and tips the ball. Boston comes up with it, ahead to Moreno, and he's going to be fouled by Tassel. So not as good a start here in the second half for Carroll.
It's a little up and down for both teams, a little sloppy right now to start the third quarter, but nice start for Sadell with the opening three. But, another good look for Tassel that time. And they'll keep on going back to him. They know those shots are going to start fall, will eventually fall for Tassel.
Reno off a screen right side by Walter Bach. They'll get it up top to Walter Bach. His three on the way in and out, no good. So third, yeah. I've got him now for 10 rebounds. I don't know if that's accurate, but I've got him unofficially for 10, so he's a point away from another double-double. They get it to Moore, left elbow, drives in underneath Dargieff, and the layup's up and good. Assist number 5 unofficially for Moore.
Yeah, nice pass that time from Moore to Dargieff. It looks like he's going to go up and dunk it, but if that was up for the easy layup for 2 points.
I'm going to also tease him that I'm a little disappointed. I'm so used to him thunder dunking in that situation.
Right, yeah.
No, I would not tease him about that. Yeah.
It looked like he was going to take it up for his dunk, but got the easy 2 points. Make sure you have the basket for the Tigers.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to Lawal the other night before that game and then after that game against Perry. What a great young man.
Yeah, I have a chance to really personally get to introduce myself to him.
Vanderpool shot up, no good. Rebound going to be last touched off of Jared Moore, and it will be Seidel basketball. I had not really had that opportunity to interact with him very much, but I saw him before the game the other night just kind of down the hallway, so I went over and made sure to talk to him, and then he came up for post-game interviews. He'll come up with the steal. Watch out, folks. And there it is, the windmill dunk on the other end for Lawal Dargieff.
Yeah, just what we had talked about last time, maybe he's a dunk. That time he got to steal at half court and showed it off his athleticism with a windmill dunk.
Have to ask Mason if that's the greatest play he's ever seen. Walter Bach shot it up and no good. Good. At the rim, Mason just giving me a smile over here.
You know, Seidel scores, but I think the crowd's still in awe of that dunk by Dargieff. They're still going crazy over that dunk.
And he did say the other night, as Boston tips the ball out of bounds, one of the things he likes about dunking is how excited the crowd gets and how energized they get and his teammates get when he dunks.
In high school, you don't see that very often.
Right. I mean,
you don't see dunks like that in high school. Not a windmill dunk like that.
No. Nope. I think whoever gets him at the next level, Todd, whatever level that is, they're going to get a kid. He can continue to put in the work. He's going to be really good, I think, someday. Collison drains the three up top. Second three of the ball game for Mack. It's 50-25, and now we get a foul inside going to go on Carroll. And that's going to go on Jared Moore. Todd, we talked about a little bit of kind of minor foul trouble. Yeah. That is number 3 on Jared Moore.
Yeah, and like I said, I think Coach Beeson's going to trust Jared. He's smart. He's one of the seniors, one of the smart captains out there, so he'll be fine. He's got to play a little smarter on defense.
Vanderpool at the line, 0-1 tonight. Make it 0-2. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Talon Crandall will check into the ballgame, and it is going to be Jared Moore checking out. Crowd giving Moore a nice applause as he comes to the bench. He's got a smile on his face. You can do that up 25, almost midway through the third quarter, right?
Yep, exactly.
Second free throw up, good by Vanderbilt. He has a 1-3 at the line tonight. 50-26 in favor of Carroll. 1-2-2 full court pressure now. For Seidel, Jorgensen will break it over the Tassel corner. Three, no good. And the rebound taken down by Moreno. Tigers almost got the ball away from him. He'll get the dribble back. Now penetrates down. Jorgensen tried to steal it from behind, but picks up his second. And that is going to be foul number 4 against Carroll here in the quarter.
Yeah, so one more foul, and Seidel's going to shoot free throws the rest of the way. We're just 5:24 to go into third quarter.
Mason's got an update for us here.
Ballard up 37-27 over Des Moines Christian, just coming out of the halftime break.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate him hanging out here with us tonight, just following all of the other games while he tries to watch this one. Moreno's step-back jumper, it's up no good. And up high for the rebound that time, Matt Collison out wrestling that time, Dargieff.
I'll jump Dargieff. You're not going to see that very often.
No. Certainly got the jumping ability from Mom, that's for sure. Collison over to the left side. And folks, Pete, I work with Pete, of course. He is a great dude, so it's just fun. He takes it so well. Shavel over to Collison, three on the way up. No good. I would have said his shooting came from his dad if he'd have made that.
Right.
Yep, Jorgensen rips the rebound away. It's into the hands now of Crandall. Back out to Jorgensen, three up, no good. Jorgensen with the fifth rebound, baseline jumper up and good.
Jorgensen fouled his own shot, missed that time. It was a nice little one-handed floater for him.
Jake Jorgensen on the board. His first points here tonight, 52-26. And there's a blocked shot for Dargieff, but Moreno fouled on the play prior to that, and that's going to go on Talon Crandall. Crandall going to pick up his first, and that is 5 now on Carroll. So Seidel going to shoot free throws the rest of this quarter, 4:35 to go.
And with an outside three-point shot falling for Seidel, they got to attack the basket. Like I said, going to the free throw line the rest of the time here in the third.
Moreno at the line, 74% on the season, has not attempted one yet tonight. Free throw on the way up and good. And it's always amazing to me, Todd, when you find a guy that shoots the ball as well as he does. You know, and his free throw percentage is pretty good. But you always think of a guy that has that kind of range and that kind of ability to be like a 90% free throw shooter.
Yep, exactly.
Second one on the way. It's up. It is no good. Crandall up high for his third rebound. 52-27, Carroll with the lead. Kyra Hosefelt in the house tonight. Landon Peterson down to Tharjan. Up top now to Collison. Over to the left side to Peterson. Peterson finds Crandall the lane. Good ball movement. Finds Schabel right side. Inside to Tharjan on the block. They're trying to body him out. Over now to Peterson. Peterson drives in, lobs it underneath. The Tharjan goes up in traffic. Out the basket! And he draws the ball. Great pass that time from Landon Peterson. Todd didn't make it look like he was lobbing that for Tharjan.
No, it was a great pass. Like I said, great pass that time from Landon Peterson. And Tharjan, you know, drew the foul with his strong, made a strong take to the basket that time because he got hit hard as he was going up, but was still able to finish.
You know, and I like it when teams do this to us. It's going to be difficult picking our Culver's player of the game tonight because so many guys have played well.
I was thinking about the same thing. Like I said, right now I'm thinking, who the heck do we pick? But like I said, so many kids contributing for the Tigers.
Tharjan's free throw is short. Landon Peterson coming down with the hustle rebound. Tharjan 1-2 at the line. Collison left side up top to Schabel. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 54-27 Carroll. Tharjan at the free throw line over to Collison left side, penetrates down. Pass goes off of Crandall, but Tharjan hustling for it, saves it, and we are going to get a timeout called by Carroll. We'll step away with them. 3:52 to go here in this third quarter of play. Tigers lead at 54-27 back in 30 seconds on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back on the headsets with us. What's the latest updates, Mason?
Well, first, I just want to update you guys on my thoughts. You said that might have been the craziest thing I've seen from Louis. Dunk-wise, probably this year, but 39-29, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Bishop Healing heading into the fourth quarter.
All right. Thank you to Mason for those updates. Landon Peterson with it. Peterson down in the right corner for Carroll. Tried to throw it into Stitz. It's going to be tipped, and it's stolen away. Bringing it down is Boston. He'll take it down on the left side. Now off to Vanderpool. Vanderpool wants some help. Mallory will pop out. Now Vanderpool penetrates in right side off to Moreno. The pass going to go off of Peterson's leg and out of bounds. It'll stay with Seidel. 3:31 to go here in the quarter.
Jeff, we got an update. 33-31. MOC's 2-0 lead. 3 minutes left in the third.
So MOC's went back up. Okay, did I catch that right, Todd?
It's
two centers up.
Two centers still up,
33-31. Callan Crandall coming up with the steal. He's going to lay up at the other end, count the basket. He'll draw some contact and get to the free throw line. And I tell you what, Callan Crandall is really becoming a big part of what the Tigers do off of the bench.
Well, I tell you what, when you see other kids have, you know, contribute, have success like that, you know, Crandall's only going to go, has been a great player off the bench for Carroll High all season and having another good ball game tonight for the Tigers.
Foul on Mallory. Crandall at the line. Free throw on the way is up and good. Crandall is a 67% free throw shooter. We're going to get a sub onto the floor as Carroll pushes that lead to 57-27. Mason throws the headset back on. Mason, latest update.
63-26 ADM as they head into the fourth quarter. I'm listening to the Sioux Center and MOC game. It's currently tied with a minute to go in the third quarter, 33-33.
All right. Thank you, Mason, for those updates. Again, the winner of that Sioux Center MOC Floyd Valley game, Todd, looks like they're going to get Carroll up 30 here late in the third quarter.
Yeah, Carroll just can't, like I said, just can't rest. Got to keep it going. I got a whole other quarter and a half left to go here.
Boston over to Mallory left side. Back off to Boston. Three on the way up. Good. His second three of the ball game, and you know Seidel's not going to quit.
No, you don't get to this far and then and quit. So not at all.
Collison over to Peterson, back up to Collison, right side now to Schabel. Stitz running the baseline. Tigers playing catch on the perimeter right now, running a little bit of clock. I think Todd without great look inside from Peterson to Stitz, who cut in. We mentioned he was running the baseline. Todd, I'm going to let you explain that. That was an amazing bounce back.
You don't see that too often like that. Stitz is on the outside in front of the Carroll student section. He bounced past that ball to two Seidel defenders, and Stitz was right there for the basket from Crandall. What a terrific play for those two kids off the bench.
Peterson with a couple of amazing passes here lately. As Stitz's free throw is up, no good. The rebound taken down by Altman. 59-30 now, Carroll. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Walter Bach on the right side. Wanted the step back three, but Stitz took that away. Vanderpool trying to drive, cut off by Crandall. They'll skip it left baseline. Boston driving in. He's going to slip down, and he's going to end up out of bounds. I thought there for a second that Collison was getting called for his third, but didn't.
Yeah, well, it looked like the Collison was going to get called for his third foul there. He probably might have got Sedell's coaches wanted to push, but they turned the ball over.
Back to Mason real quick.
35-33, Sioux Center after three.
All right, so Sioux Center holding on right now against MOC Floyd Valley. Matt Collison will bring it up. Tigers looking to extend this lead late. Here's Stitz, corner three, left side, in and out, no good. Walter Bach will come back with a rebound. Todd Carroll shot the three really early, but haven't
right.
shot it as well since that first quarter.
No, the outside shots aren't falling, but it still gets tremendous help play from all everybody has contributed on that. And here comes like four starters, I think. Three starters and another sub comes from Carroll High here.
And what a dipsy-do layup by Moreno, Todd. I don't know how else to describe it. He was penetrating off the right side, reached under the defender with the left hand from about 5 feet away as he just comes up with the steal. Somehow used the left hand to flip it up underneath the defender and bank it home. And now we get a layup for Walter Bach on the other end.
Yeah, for Walter Bach, a great pass from Moreno that time for Sedell.
59-34 now. Tigers lead cut to 25. Stitz in the corner, up top to Collison. Minute 20 to go here. Third, Peterson open left side. Three on the way, up no good. Crashes the glass, but Walter Bach will come up with a rebound. Collison reads the passing lane, comes up with the steal. He's going to drive in. He has no foul on the play. Walter Bach come up with a rebound. This game's all of a sudden gotten very physical. And now on laying it up and in on the other end is Altman. And that's going to make it now 59-36. Todd, I'm shocked that there was no call on Collison's layup down here.
Yeah, he right.
Absolutely hit all over the arm on that. And then Carroll grabbed Walter Bach as he tried to throw the pass
right,
down to
right.
the other end.
Yeah, so the referees are different, but let them play right now. It's getting a little physical. They're going to have to take a little bit more control of this ball game before something gets out of hand here, because still Carroll still leads by 23,
yep.
So with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. But, yeah, game's starting to get a little more physical, and some of the kids are starting a little more trippiness out there as well.
Back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
With the basketball here late in the third quarter, 56.8 remaining, up 59-36. They'll inbound right near the end of their bench, up near the scores table with it, Trey Tassel. Got Collison waiting in the backcourt. Sadell staying in their 2-3 matchup zone. Over to Jorgensen on the left side. Jorgensen lobs it back over to Collison, right side, inside to Moore on the block. Pass out, tipped away, but Collison will come up with it. Back over to Tassel. Now out to Collison. Collison to Jorgensen. Jorgensen with it left wing. 12 on the shot clock. Into Moore. Drives in. Shot blocked by Walter Bach. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And I think they heard us, Todd, because he just picked up his
right.
fourth. And there was a lot less contact on that one than there was on the Collison drive.
I think he got Walter Bach got all ball up the top down below. He got him with the body. So and Walter Bach did not like the call. The Dallas coaches did not like the call. But like I said, the fourth foul on Walter Bach, and Sadell's biggest player is going to have to go to the bench here with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And that's going to bring in the 5'10", the Landon Soma, to replace the 6'7", Nathan Walter Bach. Moore's free throw on the way is up being good. Jared now is a 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Tigers now up 62-36, and Mason Nealon throwing the headsets back on.
I'm going to try and catch us up here. Gilbert over Knoxville right now, 46-32, heading into the fourth. Pella up 56-32, Keokuk up 48-34 over CPU, and Nevada up 49-39 over Bondurant Farrar.
All right, Moore's second free throw up and good. Jared 2 of 2 that trip. Tigers up here 61-36, just over 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Jorgensen tipping the pass out of bounds.
And good defense by Jorgensen that time. They said knocking the ball out of bounds. 27 seconds left on the shot clock.
12 steals in the ball game here for Carroll defensively. But they've done a really good job keeping Moreno in check. He's just got 10 here in the ball game. Three up, no good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Who's that going to go? Is that going to go on Collison? It is. So that is going to be number three on Matt Collison. Team foul number four on Carroll here in the quarter. Yeah. Actually, no, they're already over that five limit. Sorry.
Good thing that is a 20-some point lead for Carroll High because like they're racking up the fouls now.
Gabe Moreno to the free throw line. 1-2 tonight, 74% on the season. Free throw on the way, in and out, no good. I can always remember Terry Kaspelbauer telling me this was a great gym to shoot in. It was kind of a shooter's gym. So when I see people struggling, especially from the free throw line, Todd, it always catches me just a little off guard. Second free throw up, good. 61-37. Excuse me. We'll get an update from Mason right before we go to the quarter break here. Collison with it over to Jorgensen. Back to Collison. Over to Tassel in the right corner. Tassel back out to Collison. Eight on the quarter. Over to Moore on the right wing. Moore's got to get something up. Lost it. Punches it into the hands of Sargas, but he'll lose it to Boston. Altman's over to Moreno. Did not get it off in time. And Carroll will take a 61-37 lead into the fourth quarter. Mason, your latest update.
North Polk looking to brew an upset here. They are up by two going into the fourth quarter over Clear Lake. And it's a 10-point lead for Sioux Center. They hit a three out of the break and hit another three out of the break as they lead 42-32. And they're looking like they're in the driver's seat.
All right. We'll step away. Fourth quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Final in 3A right now, 76-38 Pella as they dominate Washington out of Substate 5. They await Center Point, Urbana, and Keokuk.
All right, thanks for the update again, Mason. We've got a bucket from Jaron Moore from Carroll to start this fourth quarter of play. That puts the Tigers up 63-37. Todd, we also get what looked like a foul down on the other end.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they called the foul. I haven't
posted anything on the board
no.
yet, so I wonder if they called
a
jump ball.
Yeah.
Sargas with a blocked shot on that one. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Seidel. It'll be Carroll basketball.
Yeah, nice shot blocked by time to Sargas.
I think that might be his first tonight.
I think his first shot. Yeah, yeah. First of the night. Yeah. Yep.
All-time leading single season shot block record holder here at Carroll, beating two great players in Adam Haluska and Greg Schultz. Yeah. I got a chance to cover Greg. Adam graduated before I got here. But I do know how great Adam Haluska was, that is for sure.
He was. Outstanding ball player.
Moore up top over to the right wing. Now to Tassel. Down to the baseline to Jaron Moore. Back out to Collison. Three on the way up. Good!
Collison was a big three-pointer. Yeah. What's the nice thing about those? They're coming on the offensive flow. Running their offense. Now Collison's getting those baskets for him.
Another turnover as Boston throws it over the head that time of Altman. 63-637. Mason, you got another update.
Storm Lake without Jaden Kuhn, 82-36 over Algona.
Wow. Wow. I would say they're trying to show everybody they're more than just Jaden Kuhn.
Uh-huh.
Jorgens to the left side. Up top, we've got a collision inside. Is that going to go? It is going to go on Thargia.
Yeah,
that was away from the ball, Todd, so I didn't see what happened
there. Thargia went to the screen, and they kind of put his hip out a little bit. He got called for the illegal screen.
66-37, Carroll. Altman's three off the left side, up no good. Dargiath up high for the rebound. We'll get Coach Beeson, one of the guys up to join us in the Mackey Motors tailgate. Our Culver's player of the game also going to be announced there. Collison over to Tassel, back to Collison. Left side it comes now to Jorgensen. Back up top to Collison, over to Tassel. They got Moore running the baseline. They'll find him right side. Kicks it out. Left wing three on the way. Collison up. And he gets the shooter's bounce. That one hit the rim four times before falling in.
That's just the night that he's having. He's had an outstanding night for the Tigers.
Three on the other end for Moreno up. No good. And we're going to get a foul, I think, on Moore on the rebound. And that'll be four on Jared Moore. Second on the Tigers here in the quarter. Todd, I don't know. You don't want to lose Jared Moore to a foul here, but at this point, up 32.
Right. I think you play him. You play him just see what he trusts. Tell me the minutes he can play with that fourth foul.
Starjaff with good defense that time comes up, though, with the foul on the offensive rebound and putback attempt from Vanderpool. He got to Starjaff into the air, and Starjaff came down on him that time for the foul. That'll be number three on Luol Starjaff. Heading to the line is Vanderpool. He is a 65% free throw shooter, 1 of 3, make it to 2 of 4. And Mason, Todd Mason, you got another update.
76-35 ADM over Benton. They're heading to the sub-state finals now.
All right. Carroll going to do the same here if they hold on. Second free throw up and good for Vanderpool. Right now it looks like they could get Sioux Center in that game. So they could get two teams that they probably didn't expect to play.
Right, exactly.
You know, Seidel not expected to beat Glenwood, and Sioux Center not expected to beat MOC. Collison's three up top, no good. Darjeff wanted to go up and grab it, then didn't want to get called for goaltending.
Right.
His head's up at the rim, and he pulls his arms away.
It looks like he was going to over the back call as well, but it looks like he was going to grab that rebound. Like I said, he didn't want to grab the rebound and possibly picking up that fourth foul.
Carroll will inbound as the ball was knocked out of bounds. They'll get it into Collison. Collison inside to Moore on the block. This time Moore had been finding him. This time Collison finds Moore, and Moore lays it up and in.
Yeah, Moore does a great body work. He knows how to use his body to the basket to get two more points for him.
Jared Moore with 18 here tonight. Tassel tips the pass. Jorgensen will come up with it. Jorgensen ahead to Moore. Collison with 23. Starjaff 15. Moore with 18, Tassel 3, and Jorgensen with 2. Those are the guys out on the floor right now for Carroll. Biggest thing, Moreno with just 10. Moore looking for a corner 3 right side, no good. Battles for his own rebound, goes to the floor to grab it, and we're going to get a timeout called by the Carroll Tigers. We'll step away with the Tigers, 5:11 to go. Carroll up by 32. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Great job by the Carroll Tiger student section hearing the Tiger power loud and clear over here. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner with you. It is the brought to you or on the Gatorade broadcast booth. There we are.
Yep.
I almost forgot what broadcast booth we were in. Gatorade broadcast booth. Again, Gatorade has been fueling athletes. I'm not an athlete, but I've drank Gatorade for a long time.
I love Gatorade. All kinds.
Yes. Pass inside, tipped away. Moreno will come up with it. His layup is up and good on the other end. Just ducked it underneath the Thargiath on that one.
Yeah, Moreno did a great job. One of the reverse layups, looking for Thargiath to come for the shot block.
And now Moreno tips it away from Tassel. Collison will pick it up in the backcourt. Mason's on the headset. We'll get him here in a moment. Next dead ball. Tassel on the right side drives in. Kick pass over to the left corner. Jorgensen's three up and good. Nick Jorgensen with the three. You get him going, and this team's already really good. They're going to get even better.
Well, like I said, those three points are all of the offense, which is great for Coach Beeson.
Rebound tipped out. Altman's will save it. Into the hands of Sahia Contreras. Shot up no good. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds. Off of Seidel, and it's going to be, nope, they're going to change it. It's going to stay here. Yep, it's off of Thargia. Oh, now they call him for a foul. Okay. So that was interesting. Yeah, first he pointed Carroll ball, and then he changes his mind and calls the foul. Let's get Mason back on the headsets.
Nevada defeating Bondurant Farrar 70-53. So it'll be ADM Nevada in the Class 3A Substate 6 final.
That should be a really good ball game. Should be a really good ball game. Garjaff will check out with his four fouls. Moore back in. Chamel in for Tassel. 74-41 Carroll, 4:22 left in this one. Our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up at the conclusion. Altman's with it on the left wing. Off now to Boston. Excuse me, that's the right side. Drives in. Kick pass over to the left side. 3 points shot on the step back from Vanderpool. No good. Crandall with his fourth rebound of the game. Off now to Jared Moore. Todd, have you started to figure out who your potential Culver's player of the game is?
Starting to narrow it down here a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. I've got to narrow it down to about eight guys right now.
I have seven, so.
Crandall the stitch. Yep. And Jeff Honnold's not one of them.
No, Honnold wasn't on my list either. But he would be there.
If he was playing, he might be the leader. Yeah. Stitch, though, drains the three from the right side.
Yeah, great shot by Stitch that time. And that's contribution from guys off the bench tonight for the Tigers.
77-41 Carroll. 3-point shot on the way up, no good. And we're going to get a ball out of bounds off of Seidel. It'll be Carroll basketball. Clock now, a continuous clock. 3:20 remaining in this one. And top this last 3:20, unless we get a bunch of fouls and free throws coming up, it's going to be fairly quick.
Yeah, and you don't see too many 35-second continuous clock games when you get this time of the season.
Allison over to Schabel, back over to Stitz on the right side, down to Crandall on the baseline. Crandall back off to Stitz. Does that say how good this Carroll team played tonight to get one of those? Stitz going to fire up a three. It's up off the top of the backboard out of bounds, so it will be Seyday ball. But you just said you don't see a lot of 35-point games at this time of the year.
Give Carroll all the credit in the world. Yeah. You know, they came in ready to play tonight. They knew that what Seidel did against Glenwood, and they weren't going to let them do the same thing to them. So give all the credit to Coach Beeson and the Tigers tonight.
Bodie Cook checking into the basketball game. Also checking in is at Breck and Moore. Moreno drives to the hole. He's going to be fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. Mason back on the headset. Is that foul here a moment ago is on Chase Schabel, his third.
A minute to go, 52-41 Sioux Center over MOC right now. Just 1 minute in the game. They will be the ones that will be coming here, whoever wins that game, to play Carroll.
Yep, so it looks like right now we'll get that final as Moreno squeezes that free throw through, 77-42. Looks like, Todd, it's going to be Sioux Center.
Yeah, Sioux Center, like I said, an outstanding program as well.
Yep.
You know, definitely not an upset for Sioux Center to knock off MOC.
Free throw up. Yeah, they've been to state more than a few times their history.
Yeah.
Yes. 77-43. It'll be interesting to talk. And I know Coach Beeson well enough. They've been one game at a time. But you know coaches peak a little bit. Not that they've been prepared, but as Moreno comes up with a steal. But, Todd, how weird is it to kind of think you're going to play Glenwood, then you end up getting Seidel. Now you're probably thinking you get MOC and you're going to play probably Sioux Center.
It just shows that you can't take any team for granted.
Yep.
You got to be ready to play whoever you're going to play, because at this time of the season, you're going to have those little mini upsets and stuff like that. So like I said, you can't take anything for granted. You got to go out and play, regardless of your favorite on paper or not.
Foul here a moment ago on Schabel. Moreno hits the free throw again. And yeah, I think it's a great thing for Coach Beeson to be able to point at his team and go,
exactly.
Favorites haven't won on the other side of the bracket
this
entire thing. So, you know, we've got to be focused because, look, at upsets can happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we talked about, exactly.
Moreno knocks down both, 77-45. Tom Trecker just walking by here a moment ago. Pass going to be thrown away. Coming out of there with it is Landon Soma. 2 minutes left in this one. They work it over now to Turner Bennett. As both teams bringing some subs into the ballgame, we're going to get... Todd, I missed it. I was looking now. Was that a jump ball?
Yeah, jump ball for Carroll. Okay. Brecken Moore forces the jump ball. Wishes it in and grabs it. Forces the jump ball for the Tigers. So Brecken Moore now into the ball game for Carroll.
Mason Nealon back on the headset. Mason, latest update?
63-40, Gilbert over Knoxville. They await the winner of Clear Lake and North Polk in Substate 2.
North Polk with the lead in that one as Moreno comes up with the steal. His layup on the other end is up and good. And Todd, I don't want to sound bad in saying this, but he's going to end up probably around his average. He's got 18 now, but a lot of it coming here as Carroll has went to the bench and he's still out on the floor.
Well, I was thinking the same thing, Jeff. He's going to, like I said,
he's a heck of a ball player.
Oh,
so I'm not trying
player.
To make any
he's
comments.
He's
going
to come close to his average, but I tell you what, he's worked for every single point that he's gotten tonight.
Yep.
Carroll's defensively has been on making him work for everything.
Free throw up, no good. Bodie Cook comes down with a rebound for the Tigers. Minute 25 to go. Again, Coach Beeson and one or two of the Tigers coming up. Stitz will miss the three off the left side. Coming down with a rebound is Sharp. Ahead to Marino, and the layup is up and good. And now we're going to get some substitutions, and Marino will check out with it. 20 points on the night. And I get it. Senior, you want to take him out. He's been
right.
Great, so you kind of get him out by himself to get that standing ovation.
Yeah, and he deserves it. I mean,
yep.
I haven't seen it. The first time I've seen him play this year, but an outstanding kid, outstanding career for Sedale. And like you said, just you can see his athleticism on the court
yep.
tonight, what he can do when he gets the ball in open court.
That bank in three in the first half, I was just like, whoa. And,
yeah.
And then the little dipsy do layup down on the other end in the second half showed you his skill.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Hagen on the floor right now for Carroll. They get it to Crandall. Left side now, Bodie Cook firing up a three, up no good. Battle for the rebound, going to be taken out of there by Sharp for Sedale. They get it ahead, and the layup is up and good for Landon Soma.
Yeah, that's it, 48 seconds, Sedale playing hard to the end.
77-51, lead at 26 right now, Schabel over to Crandall. Crandall up top to Stitz, he's going to fire up another three, short. Rebound battled for Hagen, tips it out to Stitz. It's now going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll. And the Tigers will see if they take a shot here, Todd. We're at 25.
Probably not. I feel like run the clock out here for the win.
Yeah, we'll see. Talon Crandall right now just holding it out in the half-court circle as the Tiger student section led by Aubrey Drake and Quentin and Kieran Holking over there chanting, I believe that we just won.
Yes,
and they
did. Yes. The famous I we just won chant is always yes.
I never got to do that in high school.
No.
I don't think it existed back when I was in high school.
Right.
We did win a few games when I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah. I did go 1-7 in my career against the legend Tim Bell, but you know I did get one win against him. So 77-51, the final score. Carroll Tigers a move on here tonight. We'll step away. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for soak up grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality soak up materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and soak up manufacturing. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on Kick 106.7. Carroll Tigers advancing tonight in Substate 1 over top of Sadell, 77-51. Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner with you here tonight. And Todd, what a performance by the Tigers. I know they only win 26, but they got this in the continuous clock. Not to take it away from Sadell, but this was never really a challenge. They got up 18-0 in the first quarter.
It was never in doubt. Like from the very beginning, jump out 18-0, knocking down all the three-pointers in the first half, really got them going. They just dominated offensively and defensively tonight. Give all the credit to Carroll High. I mean, they knew Sadell knocked off Glenwood coming in, so they knew they were going to come in with a lot of confidence, Sadell was. You know, but Carroll continued to play the way they have most of the season. Transition got them going defensively. You know, help defense was tremendous. Offensively, knocking down three-pointers, getting to the basket. All nine guys who played tonight contributing.
Yes.
Like I said, whether scoring, rebounding, assist, they all did. And that's what it takes at this time of the year.
One of the things I'm going to ask Randy is how fun it is to be able to rotate pretty much four guys in, and there's no drop-off. He's going nine deep now, and there's really not a drop-off with this team.
No, and the thing I saw, what I saw is a point of two things is, up 25, up almost 30 points, you had kids going still hitting the offensive glass and getting rebounds, keeping possessions alive for Carroll High. You had kids diving to the floor for loose balls. That's one of the things that if I'm a coach, I'm most proud of those kids tonight.
Yep, absolutely. We do have a final in that Sioux Center game. Mason back on the headset.
58-46 Sioux Center. They'll be here on Monday.
All right.
I got one more for you as well. Xavier 64-52 over Waverly Shell Rock. They play Waller now.
All right. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Mason for those updates, but I got to give you a little shout out. You got that relationship with Coach Yaw out there at Northwestern College.
Yes.
You've been keeping up to date on that game as well. He's had that game texting you up.
Yeah, I know we didn't have some of the scores early on, so I thought, well, who do I know up in Orange City? So Coach Yaw, sent him a message, and he got right back to me. He kept me updated for the second half on, so I appreciate Coach Yaw up in Northwestern. Now that I'm the women's basketball coach at Northwestern, keeping me updated on MLC and the Sioux Center game.
You betcha. Todd, offensively, what was sharp about Carroll tonight? I know what I think, but I want to get what you think.
Well, Carroll just did an outstanding job of ball movement. They spread the floor so well.
Yep.
The thing that I really liked about Carroll's offense tonight is once a guy made a pass, he didn't stand still. He got the open spot for a ball. And once like Collison or Jordan Moore would drive, they'd be able to dish it off. And those guys knocked down the three-pointers tonight. So they did a great job of ball movement tonight and get the outstanding looks from outside the shot.
Todd, can you stick around for a little while?
Yep.
All right, we're going to get Matt Collison on the headsets with us here. Todd will rejoin us as we'll name our Culver's player of the game coming up a little bit later. But Matt, congratulations. I gave you a little bit of a hard time just teasing you earlier tonight, just so that you know. But what a performance. You came out, man, with kind of the pants on the fire on the defensive end. You knew you had that tough task against Moreno tonight. You really did a nice job of shutting him down, but also jumping some passing lanes, hitting some early shots. You helped this team build that 18-0 lead.
Yeah. You know, well, we knew Moreno, he's the guy. I think not only I did a good job, but I think, you know, if we switched Jake on him, we all knew what the goal was, shut him down, and that's what we did.
How did you guys want to defend him tonight? Because you knew, I mean, he hit one that was a fadeaway, banked in three, but you knew he could get shots off from a lot of different ways.
He's going to get his shots. You can't really stop that, but we just figured you got to stay on him, make him tough at least. If they go in, they go in. If not, then we get the ball and go the other way.
Take me through those early steals. What were you seeing that allowed you jumping pass lanes, maybe tipping some balls, that really jump-started you guys on both ends of the floor?
You know, I think it makes it easier when we're all pressuring, because that makes all the passing lanes there. They're all scared, got to get the ball up fast, and I just went out and got them.
Team hitting some threes early. I loved your guys' ball movement tonight. What is it with this team that you guys are so willing to sometimes not make one extra pass, but two or three extra passes to get a better shot?
Yeah, you know, we don't care who's scoring out there. We all know the goal, that's win. So if they're open, we trust everyone out there to make the shot. So if they're there, take it.
How big did the basket look for you tonight? Because some of those, man, you just were shooting with so much confidence from the three-point line.
Yeah, once I saw a few go in, you know, I was definitely feeling good. Teammates kept finding me, but I was just doing whatever we needed to do. So
you guys keep moving on. You keep playing this well. What has made this team just gradually get better and better as this season has gone on?
Yeah, start of the season, you know, we had a lot of guys, first-time varsity players, so it took them a little bit, obviously, but I think now we all understand each other's roles, what people do out there, and we're coming together pretty well at the end of the season here.
Todd and I were just talking. You guys can go nine deep now, and there's really no drop-off. What do you credit that to?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, helps a lot. I think everybody shows up every day to practice, is ready to work. They know if they get in, they know what their job is. They don't have to do as much as some others, but they know get the ball, take care of the ball, move the ball, shoot the ball. That's it.
Up 23 at the halftime, what was the message from Coach?
Keep going. Keep going. He credited our defense, but you can't get too confident, I should say. You got to just keep playing like a 0-0.
You got Sioux Center now coming up on Monday. Have you peaked at them at all, or was it just all Seidel and Moreno coming into the night?
Yeah, you know, we don't try to look too far ahead. Just focus on Seidel. We'll think about that for these next, three, 4 days. We'll be ready to go on Monday.
Senior-led team. So do you celebrate tonight at all, or have you guys already flipped that script to the next game?
I don't think we'll celebrate too hard. A little bit after, but then, you know, we got to be ready. Team hasn't been to state, and that's what we're all trying to do. That's the goal, so.
I tell you what, great job out here tonight, as always. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you Monday night.
Yes, sir.
You bet. Matt Collison again joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. We're going to get head coach Randy Meeson making his way up here as he's down and chatting with family. We'll get Todd back on the headsets here for a brief second before Randy works his way back up here. And Todd, Matt talked about, you know, everybody working together and buying in, and this team kind of the young guys and inexperienced guys gaining that experience.
Right.
That's been huge for this team.
Oh, exactly. You know, you got your kids. You know are going to score for you and rebound you every night, but it's those kids coming off the bench and those other kids you don't expect are going to contribute in different ways that really makes the whole team better, whether it's in practice or in games.
We'll get back with you here in a second. Todd is head coach Randy Beeson now joining us, and we'll get Coach on the headsets with us here, and we'll get some thoughts from him on a convincing 77-51 victory. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate. Coach, congratulations. I tell you what, I thought you guys could get out to a pretty good start, but I didn't know it would be an 18-0 start here tonight. Almost, I say almost as perfect because you missed a shot or two, but almost as perfect of a start as you could have had.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, we defended really well. We did a great job on Moreno. We were in the right spot. We made it tough, forced tough shots. So really proud of the effort right from the start. Gave up 9 points in the first quarter, and then offensively we were really good too. We passed up open shots. We've been talking about that. Like, I think you'll get good shots if we just work it, pass up a good shot to get a great shot. I thought our guys did a really nice job of sharing the basketball.
What was so good about the defense early?
We watched them play Glenwood, and we felt like Seidel got to the paint a lot,
right.
And then if Moreno wasn't scoring at the basket, he was kicking to those other guys, and they were making shots. So We really talked about stopping dribble penetration and keeping them out of the paint. We knew that Moreno was really, really good and scores 22 points a game, but we thought that Mac, Jake, Landon, I mean, those three guys did a really, really nice job of making it tough and making them work to get the ball. And all of a sudden you're a little tired because you finally just got the ball. Now you got to try to make a move and whatever. So our help defense was good, but I thought our on-ball defense of not giving up straight line drives to the basket was really good tonight, and we made it tough around the basket.
Coach, on the offensive end, you talked about the ball movement. You guys got it inside but then kicked out, and you got so many guys shooting the ball well right now. Jared Moore, Matt Collison came out. Trey hit one early on. You got guys coming off of the bench. This team seems so comfortable with what you guys are doing offensively.
Yeah. You know, we've seen some pretty tough 2-3 zones with Winterset. Right,
yep.
They're aggressive. So we thought that if we could just work the basketball enough and get it inside out, that we could attack the big guy underneath the basket. We got him in foul trouble, which is
yep.
great. We hit some threes early on, but at halftime, I'm like, man, it feels like we just keep shooting threes and we can't get any to fall. But
yep.
It's a good thing we were attacking the basket, too. I mean, I think we were 8-for-12 from inside the arc in the first half and about 5-for-20, it seemed like, from the three-point
yeah.
line. So, but our guys did a good job of sharing the basketball. We did a really nice job of getting the first rebound and getting out and running. We got some easy ones in transition, and I just love the effort and the energy right from the start. You know, you never know
yep.
Getting into these games of who's going to show up and what's your team really like when
right.
it's time. And these guys were no doubt ready to play and played well and played together as a team. You know, making the extra pass, I think we're really good. And, well, like I said, pass up the good shot to get a great shot. And I felt like they showed that tonight.
One other thing that jumped out, Todd, and I mentioned it several times, you're up 27 in the third. You got guys diving on the floor after loose balls. The hustle never stops. Sometimes you get up big like that, you feel you can relax a little bit. I saw none of that tonight.
Again, you never know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
Like, you hope that that's the game plan and the intensity. And I think these guys showed they're hungry, right,
yeah.
that they want it. We've done a really good job in practice. We've shortened practice, but those practices have been really efficient. They're still competing. They're still wanting to get after it. So, yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And when you have guys that will talk and be leaders and, you know, even when they're – you play some different guys there, and the guys on the bench are still talking and communicating and say, hey, you got there, you got to do that, get to this spot. It's a lot of fun to coach guys like that. So give all our guys credit. You know, we talk about the whole team in practices. Everyone's really important. The JV guys are important, getting us ready, doing the scout team for Seidel
right.
and doing that. And it's hard to simulate some good varsity players, and our guys do a good job, and you know, they're in the game. They're bringing the energy from the bench as well. So that's fun to see. But, again, Matt Callison was great tonight.
He was.
He's a good
fantastic.
Shooter. Probably doesn't shoot as much as what he would like just because he's such a good facilitator and running the offense.
Yep.
So it was great to see us work the basketball enough to get him some looks from the arc. But he attacked the basket and finished around the basket. I think I had him for, like, 6 steals as well. So he did a good job of reading eyes, a bunch of those. Where if he's not in the right spot, it's a layup on the other end, and he's picking that off at half court. But, again, super balance, right? I mean,
yep.
I'm sure you talked about point totals, but Mac has 23, Jared's got 18, Louie's got 15. You know, you talk about rebounds and things like that. Louie, we had him for about 10 rebounds. Jared had 9 or 10 rebounds. You know, Jared had 6 assists is what we had him down for. So, again, just a lot of different things that we did really well tonight. But, you know, Jake Jorgensen and Landon Peterson's defense on Moreno doesn't
right.
show up in any
Absolutely.
Of these stats. And we talked about that, like, hey, you guys did a really good job of shutting him down. I know he ended up with 20, but
a lot of those
8
late.
Or 9 of those were there
yep.
in the last few minutes. So just a great job by our guys to come out and be ready to go.
You mentioned Landon defensively. I want to bring up 2 passes. He had that lob where he wasn't even looking at Luol and lobbed it over the defense. And then I don't know how to explain that bounce pass over the head, bounce pass through traffic to a guy cutting on the baseline. Those 2 were 2 of the best passes I've seen.
I told him after he made that bounce pass underneath the basket, like, really good pass, but it was one of those, like, don't ever do it again. I don't know how that got through. I didn't tell him that, so hopefully he doesn't listen to this interview. But,
yes.
he was thrown up yesterday, so I actually didn't practice. So didn't know what I could get out of him tonight, but again, really good job. And then we throw him on the guy and say, run around and don't let him catch the ball, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Really good job. I rested him there in the fourth quarter because I'm like, hey, we'll get you healthy and be ready to go. So, again, you can't say enough about all those guys. Everyone did a little bit of everything. Louis, blocking some shots and rebounding, and I think he had a pretty sweet dunk that I'm sure people are talking about.
I was going to ask you, have you ever had anybody that can go up and windmill like that?
I was just glad he made it. I've seen some crazy
coach,
things in practice,
right?
Where I'm like, that would look cool, but you missed it, so don't ever do that again, like one of those.
Yep.
And when he's getting his feet right and timing it like that, I'm like, all right, just find a way to finish it. So, again, I mean, it's fun. He brings the energy, does a good job. You know, he's been under the weather, too. He missed a couple days ago with being a little sick. So, hopefully a couple days of well-rested and be ready to go.
Do you know anything about Sioux Center yet? I know you've been focused one game at a time.
No. I haven't even uploaded film. Guys can always see what's on Huddle.
Right.
We talk about one game at a time. So I knew after this game, hopefully if it went the right way, that that's my job tonight to get that uploaded. They're well coached. I think if the guy's still coaching there that's been there the last couple of years, I know him from the BB days. He does a good job. But looking on paper, I thought MOC would win.
Right.
So we had talked to some people, and they had given us their thoughts on
right.
MOC, not so much Sioux Center. So I'll have to make a few more phone calls and find out those things. But, we sent someone up there to that game to watch that game to bring us back some details. So we'll talk to them, and everything's on Huddle. So we're excited that we won this one. You know me, it's always one game at a time. This one feels a lot better. Going up 18-0 to start. Relieved a little tension at the beginning, but proud of our guys for tonight, and hopefully we'll have a couple good days of practice and be ready to go for Monday.
Well, Coach, as always, congrats on the performance tonight and the win. We'll see you Saturday morning for the Coaches Show.
Hey, thanks for the coverage, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson, of course, with the Carroll Tigers. We'll be back to wrap up coverage next right here on Keck 106.7. We'll announce our Culver's player of the game.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, part of the Mackey Motors tailgate. Let's run you through our final numbers here tonight for Seidel. Gabe Moreno with 20 points. Braden Boston with 6. Jacob Altman's with 10. Nathan Walterbach with 5. Gunnar Vanderpool with 8. And Landon Soma with 2. They were 10 of 16 from the free throw line. For Carroll, unofficially, Jake Jorgensen, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Matt Collison, 23 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals. Jared Moore, 18 points. I've got him 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. The Walthar Jazz with 15 points, 11 rebounds, and assists, 2 steals, and a block. Trey Tassel tonight, 3 points and an assist. Landon Peterson tonight, I've got him for a rebound and 2 assists. Talon Crandall also with 5 points. to go with four rebounds, two steals, and a block shot. Modi Cook with a rebound, and Chase Shabel with 3 points. Tigers go 9-14 from the free throw line. Todd, final thoughts before we announce our Culver's player of the game.
Well, like we said during the ball game, how many the different contributions they got from all nine players that played tonight, and Coach Beeson reiterated that, you know, to the total team effort. You know, his kids, like you said, they just take away nothing away from Seidel, right? You know, they come with 14 wins. They deserve to be here. They knocked off a very good Glenwood team the other night, but they just ran into a buzzsaw tonight. You know, Carroll saw that they were playing Seidel and didn't take it for granted. They came in and right away, about 18-0. Like I said, you get up 18-0, you can, like Coach Beeson said, you sit back and relax a little bit, take some of the pressure off a little bit. But they, after that, though, they didn't quit. They kept on extending the lead and played as hard as they could. Kids going after loose balls after offensive rebounds. I mean, they really, it was all Carroll High tonight. You got to give all the credit to Carroll High.
Yeah, absolutely. Great performance. Our Culver's player of the game. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Todd, it really came down to Matt Collison, Jared Moore, and Luol Tharjian.
Yeah.
All had great games.
Yep.
We go with Matt Collison partially because that early 18-0 run, he kind of spearheaded that.
Yeah, he got the team going. Whether, you know, like Coach Beeson mentioned too, he doesn't shoot a whole lot, but when he does shoot, he's able to knock him down. And because he does so many other things, handling the ball, getting pressure defense against another team's best player. You know, so yeah, Collison got to kick Carroll off the great start tonight, and very, very deservedly so is our player of the game.
So, again, we're going to wrap things up with Mason Nealon down here. He's got updates from other games around other substates. Mason?
All right. So, obviously, we know this one. Carroll High School going to be hosting Carroll Sioux Center. Probably the biggest shock of all of them. Substate 2, both upsets. North Polk takes down 20-3 Clear Lake, and Gilbert takes down Knoxville. Both of them were the underdogs going into those games.
Yep. Raccoon River Conference teams, though.
It'll be at Gilbert High School.
Yep.
Wellert Catholic defeated Decorah, and Xavier beat Waverly Shell Rock. That'll be played at Wellert High School in Decorah, or Dubuque.
Dubuque, yep.
I was thinking Decorah here, but Solon down to Sumption. Central DeWitt won by 2 over Marion, so it'll be Solon, Central DeWitt at Solon High School. Pella beat Washington. Keokuk beat Centerpoint Urbana. That'll be played at Pella High School. Pella and Keokuk. ADM dominated Benton. Nevada beat Bondurant Farrar. It'll be ADM Nevada at ADM High School. You got Ballard defeating Des Moines Christian. Oskaloosa down in Winterset. That'll be Ballard Oskaloosa at Ballard High School. Storm Lake rolling by Algona, 82-36. Sergeant Bluff Luton by almost 10-point win over Bishop Heelan. It'll be Storm Lake, Sergeant Bluff Luton at Storm Lake High School. All of those Monday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, that's going to wrap up things for us tonight. Carroll Tigers, again, picking up a 77-51 victory over Seidel. For my broadcast partner, Mr. Todd Danner, for Mason Nealon, this is Jeff Blankton saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here tonight on Kick 106.7. Have a great night, everybody.